And man, big weekend of sports stuff going on.
Yep.
Right. K-State won. I thought. See, I had to be here on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I just heard that like immediately, K-State was down. What was it? 6-0.
10-0.
10-0 right away. Okay, I guess I heard the initial touchdown or whatever. So they were down 10-0, and then next I know you're back at the station. I go, how much did K-State lose by? And what was the final score?
31-10.
31 unanswered.
Yeah,
that is unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
I guess Bill Snyder's letter helped.
Yeah.
Do you question that at all and say that what was with the timing on that?
I don't know.
Were people really going around saying, oh, Ron Prince needs to be fired?
Some people.
Well, I know, but not that many.
Nothing that's going to be taken seriously.
Not any kind of intelligent majority.
Knowledgeable person.
Right. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot. So I'm glad they won this weekend. Chiefs won yesterday. That was a little bit closer than it should have been.
That was ridiculous.
Jeez. How many more chances were we going to give them?
I don't know.
That's pretty nuts.
The holder as the punter.
Yeah, Colquitt.
One of the most ridiculous plays I've ever seen in my life. That's why you never, ever, ever, ever have a punter as your holder.
Almost every team does, though.
No.
They don't?
I'd say maybe less than half. A lot of them are backup quarterbacks.
See, I think it's more than half. I think most times it is the punter.
Well, I bet you next week it's not going to be more than half if everyone saw that. Because I remember a couple years ago, the Cowboys had a punter as their holder. Same thing happened.
That is a wow moment. And what else? Oh, of course, your Cardinals won the World Series.
Yeah.
Were you pretty excited?
Yeah, I was pretty excited, kind of.
Yeah? No, that was... No?
It's good times.
You didn't go nuts or anything like that?
I kept it low-key.
See, I have this theory about you.
What?
That yeah, you're all chill and you know nothing really excites you or angers you or anything like that too much. You're just very, you know, kind of stable, I guess. Is that the word?
Stable.
Yeah, you're not quick to be excited or to be angered.
Yeah.
Right?
You could say that.
You're very on the level. You like when you start laughing your ass off, it kills me because it happens so rarely. Usually you're just there and you kind of do it. So I thought maybe the World Series may have gotten something out of you. And in fact, I know it did.
What?
Yeah. See, I think my theory that I was getting to here is that behind closed doors, you are a pretty intense person.
Hmm.
Like, I bet you sing to music. I really would love to catch you rapping, because I guarantee you, I know for sure that you rap along with rap songs. Right? Do you?
No comment.
Not that you're going to admit to. So I thought, you know what? Cardinals are in the World Series. There's a chance they could win it and be, by the way, the losingest team to ever win the World Series.
Yep.
So what I'm going to do is catch Chris being excited.
How?
I bugged your house.
What?
Yeah. I bugged your house. So that I could listen in and see what your reaction was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you know what this is going to be, don't you?
No, I don't.
All right. Here you go. Live from, I guess this is recorded, from Chris Casey's house the night the Cardinals won the World Series. What was this, Friday night?
Yeah.
All right.
For the first time since 1982, St. Louis has a World Series winner.
What was that?
That was the monkey. I have a monkey.
Oh.